Oliver P-holes.
Oliver P-holes.
Yeah. Sucking dick in cocks and fucking her cock right in the piss hole.
Did you see that?
Yeah. Yes.
Hi, I'm Trixie Mattel, and I would like people in Texas to be able to get abortions.
Yes, and I'm Katya, and my baby's bones are sticking out. Bones are sticking out.
Because they should have been aborted.
Did that happen?
Last night, overnight. Now women, it's almost impossible for them to get abortions before 6 weeks, which is before most women even know they're pregnant.
Yeah. So the thing about, I mean, we have the whole American historical timeline to tell us how this shakes out. Limiting access to abortions does not mean not having abortions. It means life-threatening procedures done to women in desperation. This means the dead women. This is so fuck.
This is the same people that were like, well, I don't want to wear a mask. It's my body. It's my choice.
I think it's worse than that. Oh, yeah. These are
the same people.
Yeah, God's perfect breathing system.
God's perfect breathing system.
And of course, the irony is that these people don't give a fuck about these babies once they're out of the vagina.
For you, the God's perfect breathing system is hotboxing yourself with a cigarette with a window unit.
Yes. I got an AC and I got my Marlboro Light. Mama, that's God's perfect breathing system. You better smoke it. No. But I don't understand why we're legislating women's reproductive systems.
By the way, and let's be honest, it's mostly men.
As if
women are in a corner somewhere getting themselves pregnant on their own.
Yeah. It's interesting because you think about birth control as well. There's a condom. Okay. So men won't use a condom, which is really the only thing that's available for men. It's just a thing you put on your dick. And they'd rather take that off because for about the 10 seconds during their orgasm, they would rather not go to the trouble of pulling out of the woman's vagina. Because it's going to maybe give them about 18% more pleasure than it would otherwise. So that 18 to 20% more pleasure is worth fucking up that woman's life in Texas.
It's so jacked. Well, now these women have to they have to travel to other states. Also, do you know about this? That in Texas, there's a website where you can anonymously report people for getting abortions so that they can get charged?
This is McCarthy era, that is some Soviet Union fucking communist shit.
Mary, what about these places that call themselves pregnancy crisis centers, and then you go in there and there's a God statue and they're like, your baby's alive, we took a picture of it, and it's a sperm with a sunglasses emoji this is your baby.
Yeah, your baby's talking right now. He's vibing.
People are fucking weird, dude.
I don't know. It's one of those things where it's just, I don't.
People live too long. 80-year-old death rattlers being like, this is the way things have been and the way they should stay. Die. Die. But don't wear your mask. Don't wear it. I hope you get coughed on.
Yeah. But it's truly baffling. It's one of those issues that it's baffling. I don't understand it. I don't understand the thing. If you don't want to have a baby, you shouldn't have to be forced to have a baby. It's just not, abortion is a medical right, just the same as you have the right to go get treated for the flu, or you have a cut in your arm and you go get stitches. That's an abortion. And also, it's not how a lot of time it's framed as nobody wants to go through it. No. Sometimes abortions are quick, simple, and fine. There's no moral issue there. It's no, you know what I mean?
People feeling like they can't talk about it. And so then it feels like this weird secret thing that nobody talks about. Do you know how many people we know have had abortions?
Yeah.
They just don't wear a fucking button that says, I had an abortion, ask me how.
Like I voted. Like the yes. I voted. Yeah.
And then, I mean, don't even get me started. Because also, it's like they want women to, not take birth control, whatever. And then women also... What do they make? However many cents on the dollar that men make, was it 70 cents? The government also does not pay for women's tampons, birth
tampons
control.
Are still taboo. How about that?
Tampons, maxi pads, that's coming out of women's pockets, and they already make less money than men.
It's fucking the way that this country, this particular country, hates women is outrageous. I watched that documentary about women in film called This Changes Everything. It talks about the disparity in entertainment and how, like, I was just telling Eden, the silent movie, when the movies were silent before the talkies, there were women directors, writers flourishing, tons flourishing. And then the talkies came in, and which were bankrolled by the banks owned by men. And then all of a sudden, it was just a boys club. And then the unions, yada, yada, yada. Girl, there ain't, like, women are shat on. They have been since 1920. And Hollywood has not changed at all.
Imagine how tired they are.
Yeah. I would, if I were a woman, I would have gunned down everybody. I would have said, I would have muzzled. Also this, though. If I were a straight man, the way I would have waltzed into Cedars-Sinai at 12 years old and said, vasectomy for one, please.
Well, they wouldn't have given you one at 12.
I would have waited till 13. I would have gone back at 14.
You're saying if you were a man?
If I were a straight man.
If I was a man.
No, if I was a man having sex with women with the possibility of impregnating them, I would say, no, not on my watch. I'm going to go snip, snip.
It's just so puzzling. It's like, what are we, for what? Everybody who wants this and votes for it and will just die in like 10 years. So then what?
Well, no, because Mary.
Yes. All this conservative shit like that, it has expiration dates. It slowly goes away. So it's like, what are you fighting for?
No.
For what?
It doesn't though.
It does.
They're young and they're isolated and they're growing, they're raising their children that way. I mean, there's huge pockets of this country that are just, they God is a man in the sky who
move
is.
Move away. America needs to be like bisected and trisected. If you want to be weird and Christian and conservative, go to Florida, have a great time. You're going to get eaten by an alligator.
I know.
I'm going to be in Los Angeles shooting up. if there was a Themyscira.
What's that? What's that?
Wonder Woman's like island.
Oh yeah,
for gays.
Mm-hmm. It's called City.
Yeah, I'd be gone.
Yeah, I know.
I'd be gone.
I dream about like a national endowment for transporting queer and non-binary and gay individuals from their Arkansas backwoods into the urban environments. You know what I mean?
Like, Simone.
Simone
from Arkansas and gay and moved here.
Yes, totally.
That's
totally.
What happened to Simone.
Yeah, that's true. The House of Avalon is from fucking Arkansas.
The House of
Avalon is wild.
The House of Avalon is it's basically like a secret society of exporting homosexuals from the country.
Yeah,
and putting them in fashion wear and making them walk.
Yeah, it's the backwoods to runway pipeline.
It's just so crazy.
Yeah.
And then I woke up and like wasn't even trending on Twitter. No one cares. I'm like, okay, great.
This is the first I've heard of it.
It's just so psycho.
It's so sad. But I mean, you know,
It's a life.
You don't care about anybody. You don't care about the man dying in the street, though. That's the weird. There's so much inconsistency there. Like we care. It's murder. It's murder. It's murder. It's like, well, there's so many other things.
What about this guy dying in the street? Well, he should get a job.
Yeah, lazy.
He should have went to school.
Lazy. Yeah, lazy. It's really, really wild. I don't understand the murder thing. But it's like, do you ever see If These Walls Could Talk? That
isn't it lesbian?
The second one was. The first one was about abortion through the ages. And Cher, at the last vignette, Cher plays a surgeon who performs abortions, a gynecologist.
Yeah.
And she
Let's
does
it. Pull that baby out.
She's like, you handled it like a trooper, and then gunned down.
She gets killed?
Yeah, by an anti-abortion activist.
Like
Abraham Lincoln.
Like Marla in Abraham. I Care a Lot.
Yes, exactly that. Exactly that. Exactly
Whoa.
That.
Yeah. I didn't mean to start Lincoln. On that note, but it's just crazy.
Abraham
it's
Lincoln.
Crazy.
Yeah. Abraham Lincoln was shot for having an abortion.
I get so embarrassed of this country all the time.
This country, I mean, from the beginning, in this documentary, they laid it out. It's like this country was founded on evil and violence. The whole economy built by slavery, and then the entire structure built to keep a whole 60% of people out of the conversation of anything.
Oh,
no women. God. It's just all old white men in wigs.
We talk about this all the time.
I'm
powerful?
I'm George Washington.
George Washington, he was doing a number. Yeah, wood. Knock on wood. His teeth.
Cherry tree.
His teeth.
A big black horse in a cherry tree.
Yes, he loved it. He was doing numbers. Thomas Jefferson was doing knock on wood, hitting his molars.
He was.
And doing.
Yeah.
Whoosh,
yeah. Yeah.
It's crazy. We always talk about this. Like, you and I make, of course, exceptionally great income. If you told me a whatever amount of money making person, we're going to take 25% of your income and it's going to house everyone in the world and everyone in your bracket. Take it.
Yeah.
Take the money.
That's the thing. It's, you know, there is enough. There are enough resources. There are. There's more than enough, actually, to feed and house everyone at an above comfort level, at a very like above a modest comfort level of living. There is absolutely. There are, I mean, just the United States.
You know what I thought of today?
It's
a great way to cheat the system and piss off the conservatives.
What?
Let's say you and two people you find very hot and sexy are all living below poverty line. Mm-hmm. You get a little funky and wild. You become polyamorous.
Okay.
Three adult incomes. I think the polygamy people have cracked the code.
That's just roommates, mama.
No, they're fucking and sucking. Live in the same bed. Alaskan king.
That sounds like a nightmare to me, though.
Well, yeah, but even one boyfriend sounds like a nightmare to you. Two is like drama.
I need my space.
But I was thinking today, like, if I had two boyfriends I lived with and we combined our income, would we be on private jets? Would I be Curtis 50 Cent Jackson level rich?
No. Now, that just complicates. That doesn't solve anything, mama.
You just need a really rich friend.
They need, like Sarah Silverman said ages ago, sell the Vatican, feed the world.
Sell the Vatican.
Mary, I was there.
Is it lit?
Lit does not
poorly
even
begin. Lit. It's poorly lit.
It is like, it takes your breath away. I mean, it's a museum, essentially. It's an art museum.
Is it like Versailles?
It is Versailles on steroids with HGH, a little bit of melanotan.
Have you been to Versailles?
And then I have been to Versailles.
It was crazy.
It's crazy. It makes Versailles look like my smoking area from my old apartment. Mary, St. Peter's Basilica, just the church at the end. I mean, it's, you go in there and you're like, oh, God is absolutely real. God has to be real.
Wow.
Because this is so much.
And God wanted us to have a Four Seasons.
I mean, Mary, he wanted us to live at the Clapham Grand Junction Hotel. That's what God, I mean, Jesus, that's where Jesus would have lived. But wow. Yeah, it's all, you know, it's all men in power. It was just religion back then. Now it's you know, same fucking dickheads. Just different robes.
Anyway, let's take a break. I just was mad about abortion being, yeah. You know, that's yeah. All.
Not very beautiful. No access to abortion.
Nothing.
Ugly. Ugly.
The pro-life people, someone lied to them several times and said they were correct, smart, justified, yeah. And righteous.
Old
and
maiden of type of values.
Old maiden type of values.
Yeah. Handmaiden type of values. Those are not particularly the morals I would apply to myself. No, I mean...
We're taking a break.
Let's break.
And we're back.
We're back.
We've been watching
a lot
of women's
tennis.
Still
can't get an abortion. Oh. Not something to laugh at. Not something to laugh at, but...
Let's address the elephant in the room. We were supposed to film this Monday.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, let's talk about your DJ set.
Oh, okay. We'll go positive first.
Yeah.
So I got to DJ at Subbertramp, right?
Which is a huge deal, by the way.
Giant. Before I go on.
Huge party.
Before I go on, Andres Regal goes, you know, this is a gig that people hear for 10 years DJ hoping to get booked here once.
Yeah.
Anyway, here's the decks. Good luck. And I'm like, ah! And it's the daylight. Of course, it's homosexuals and speedos, but they're not drunk.
Well.
So they're not drunk enough.
Yeah.
And I had picked out my songs. I knew what I was going to do. And I only had to play 30 minutes, and then I was free to go.
Only 30 minutes? That's a long time.
But 30 minutes is a long time to flop. But Mateo
Sagab
was right next to me, my drag mom.
Oh, so your DJ mom.
So I knew if I completely flopped, I could just
That's
fall
so
to the ground,
great.
And he could step in.
Yeah.
But it was fine. I mean, probably more nervous than I've been in 5 years.
And now, what was
shaking.
Could people, of course, were people looking at you? Uh-huh. Like, how
and then
was
I
this?
Wore a plain black hat, a plain black polo, and I brought sunglasses thinking, I'll hide. And that way if I flop, like, it's very low pressure. Somebody's going on before me and after me. No one cares.
Did they
announce
you?
I get on there and I get up there and Mario Diaz goes, all right, we got as a surprise for you for the first time ever on the decks, Trixie Mattel, and keeps yelling my name.
Of course he does.
And then people are coming to the dance floor and standing up close to watch. And now my little songs I picked out, I'm like, oh God. Oh, God. Oh, God.
The little bluegrass Jimmy Shimmy did not go over well.
Yes, it was Barbie Girl Aqua in a loop. But I did my 30 minutes and went totally fine. Nothing bad happened. Awesome. And I was so fucking scared.
Yeah, but that's amazing.
And I had the rush.
I can't imagine. Oh, my God. When the Molly hit.
But I was so scared. I walked in with that bag and I hold it exactly like this. Like.
Would you do Loretta Lynn into Patsy Cline into
No, I did all dance music. I did gay shit.
What'd you do?
I did like remixes of different songs. I did some Doja Cat. I did some Kim Petras. Mm. I did old school disco.
Cool.
I stole a bunch of vocals from like rap songs and put them over new beats. Made mashups, and I was getting wild.
A bouillabaisse of musical delight.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I was like, you know, only a bedroom DJ. For the last whatever, so playing in front of people was electrifying.
Oh, just sexy
and
music? Oh,
no, like
bedroom.
You play in your house.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, yeah.
It was terrifying.
Of course.
Because you know what I realized?
Did you
a little bit of that. But when you're up there, if you mess up, everyone will find out because speakers are this big.
Yes.
And people have their ears and they're listening to you.
And this is a job that they don't notice you doing it well.
No!
But they sure as fuck.
Oh, yes.
Will know when you make a mistake, kind of like heart surgery. Open heart surgery.
There was one part where I was marrying these two songs and I would say the beat was a little off and I felt people kind of look like this. And I put my hands up and pointed at Mateo.
Yep.
I panicked. I said, but it went totally fine. And then it went so good. And Brian from Precinct said, that was great. Do you want to come play tonight? And I said, sure.
DJ Tanner's.
I played that night till close.
Are you serious?
Yes, I did.
Oh my God. What a success story.
It was so fun.
Do you feel really accomplished?
I can't tell you. It was like it was probably the most fun I've had at a gay event in years.
That's incredible.
I got my whole life. Me and Mateo, we did just back to back. He took a deck and I took a deck and we played all night.
Oh, so you probably you were up totally turned. That's why we didn't do the podcast the next day.
Well, I didn't think I was turned. I thought I was riding the wave of doing a good job.
Yeah, which you probably were.
And then by the time I got home on a Sunday at like 2.
Oh, yeah. No, you have a hangover. It's not an alcohol hangover. It's just
I was also serotonin hangover too because it was so fun. So I woke up like this.
Post-show blues.
My mouth was so dry that I opened up and yawned and both sides of my mouth split. Two gashes.
Oh,
I looked like a kid who had just eaten a can of soup and had two red dots. Yeah. And then I text, can we reschedule? And you said, thank you. But it was such a blast. It was so fun.
Oh, that's
and great. I haven't felt that way since the first time I did drag.
I'm so happy you weren't in drag too.
I wasn't.
Thank God.
Thank God. Because people would have been throwing up over the music.
No.
Jerking off. Yeah. But I hadn't felt that way since the first time I did drag, and I went home that night, the first time I did drag, and I was like, I loved it.
That's great.
It was like, when I finished that set, I went, I'm going to do this for the rest of my life. I thought of you. I did. Because my brain was like, oh no, we're doing this in permanent marker. We're doing
this. This is the rush. Yeah, we're going to chase this little kitty cat all through
the
alley.
It was so fun.
That's great.
So then that happened. Then I was hungover and we had to reschedule this. But I spent the day.
The babysitting blues.
Watching women's tennis.
Oh.
I don't know why I fell into it.
Okay.
I knew a little bit of.
Which tournament was it?
I was going all over.
Okay.
I was going all the way back to the Martina Bertina
Navratilovas. Oh, you were going back. Oh.
All the way up to the 2021.
Yeah.
Shit.
You are YouTube.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's just.
Incredible.
Incredible.
Did you get Monica Seles at all?
Yes.
The grunter?
Yeah. Oh, Maria Sharapova?
Yeah. Yeah. You want to talk about anti-women? You want to talk about anti-women?
Tennis?
Yes.
In what way?
Well, they...
Who would play her?
It's more like what would play her?
If we this pod moves to a season 2, it'll be called Who Would Play Her?
Who Would Play Her?
That has to be the new name of the pod.
Who Would Play Her? Who Would Play Her? Monica said, like, penalizing for... meanwhile, you have the male counterparts, John McEnroe... famously throwing diva fits.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like enormously, like flamboyant displays of rage. But a woman can't grunt. She can't grunt against the rules.
2021 Grand Slam. It's this woman. What's her name?
Naomi Osaka.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And Serena Williams. Mm-hmm. And Serena, I forget what it was. They gave her some kind of violation. And then they gave her a second violation because of something that she said to the ref.
Yeah.
And then they gave her a game violation.
Mm.
And she was like, this is because I'm a woman. Men have said much worse things than this and nothing ever happens to them.
Yeah.
And she had to forfeit the game.
There was a dude.
And Naomi Osaka had to accept
yeah,
award while
in
the audience
the shadow of
booed.
That, yeah, in
well,
that
the audience booed, and Serena had to go. I know this isn't the way everyone wanted to go down, but please, no more booing. This is her moment.
Yeah,
you know, because Serena's like, I already got a fucking desk full of these awards. Yeah. Like it's not, you know,
she's born in the game.
But you know what I loved about it? First of all, women. Second of all, the outfits.
Yeah,
teeniest yeah. little mini skirts, bouncy yeah. little ponytails. Love it. It's a sport where they are only relying on themselves. There's no coach. There's no team members. It's just them.
Well, doubles, but yeah.
Firing this ball.
Yeah.
At 120 miles per hour.
It is so, it is so difficult. It is so, so difficult. It is so fucking difficult because you can't, the way you have to anticipate movement. Like you're not waiting for a ball to come to whack it. You know what I mean? Like there's so many like higher, like low processes of the brain, like lizard brain shit going on. And then like advanced technique. It's like very, 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 it's much more difficult than you think. It yes. obviously looks difficult, but it's way more difficult.
Yes, because these women hit this ball at such velocity that if you're waiting to see where it's going,
oh,
you
mama.
Missed it.
Yeah, that game is over, yeah.
And so they're not only having to return the ball, which is impossible at this level, mm-hmm. they're having to see where the other player is and try to figure out where the ball's going
to
go.
Strategic. And you have to, it's like chess on, like, they're playing chess at like 4,000 miles an hour.
Yes.
Yeah.
And like you think, oh, they're all playing tennis. Even at that level, they all play differently. It's like, mm-hmm. oh, she relies on her serve basically getting all her points. Mm-hmm. Or she's the best defensive player. Yeah. Or she's
mind
like,
games too.
Yes, mind games.
Yeah.
Crazy. Yeah. Of course, the men's sport is equally crazy. Mm-hmm. They're men, so they it's physiologically speaking, the ball is going
a like, little bit faster.
A little bit faster. Yeah, it's a little crazier.
Yeah.
Serena Williams?
Mary? Legend.
Venus Williams?
Legend.
That shit is crazy.
It's crazy.
And emotional. These people, when they win these, oh my God. I watched a video of Maria Sharapova in 2004 winning her first Grand Slam against Serena Williams at 17. She can't believe, you just beat Serena Williams. What?
Yeah, it's wild.
Crazy. And then poor Serena Williams is injured this year. She couldn't play. I got real into it.
It's very, I used to get into Wimbledon.
It's incredible.
Yeah. And I love the bizarre scoring the system.
They're in this gladiator, two men enter, one man leaves.
Hot, by the way.
Hot. People screaming. Hot. You're trying to serve this ball and people hot. Are like, come on!
Yeah, hot as fuck too. Sometimes in the blistering summer heat of rotted England.
Or the rain.
Yeah, they stop. They pause for weather, but.
So crazy.
And this, at the Olympics, speaking of like outbursts and men and women, one of the tennis athletes spoke out against Simone Biles for withdrawing from the gymnastics competition, saying like, you know, part of the being an elite athlete is being able to deal with the pressure. And then literally 2 days later, he had a fucking meltdown on the tennis court, threw a racket, had a bitch fit diva moment and left and stormed out.
Oh, people break rackets left. That I didn't know about. I didn't know how often people break rackets.
Yeah, look up John McEnroe. Literally just on his psycho.
Jack McEnroth.
Jack
the porn actor. The porn actor. Him, right?
Yes. The porn, yeah.
It's
huge
him,
diva.
It's him on the court, hole out with the lips. I wish.
Swinging
that dick.
I saw a porn actor at the Cheesecake Factory and it almost gave me a boner yesterday.
Who was it?
J.J. Knight.
Mm.
Who would play him?
Brian McKnight. Ronald McDonald.
The Hamburglar.
Hamburglar. Anyway, I'm into sports now because I watch women's tennis.
Great. Congratulations. So let me, how does the scoring system, I'm going to quiz you on the scoring system. Go
I'll tell you this.
Go.
I've watched upwards of 18 hours of women's tennis.
Okay.
I don't know how that scoring system works.
Okay, we go love, 15, 30, I believe 40 or 45, and then it's a match point or set point.
60 is the set, right?
Yes, set. So I think, so how does, it goes love, 15, 30, either 45, and then
club.
Match, club. Airplane.
No sleep.
Mary, that has to be an ink. Who the fuck? Love 40, baby. That's the dating show we're trying to do.
Love 40.
Love 40.
Loving at 40.
Yeah.
Great sex over 60.
Sex over 60, yeah.
Bone sticking out.
I'm taking a break.
Boom. Bones sickening out.
Bones sick and out.
So I DJ'd and I had my birthday and I got into women's tennis.
Happy birthday. A crisp 32.
What have you been up to?
I had a horror weekend trilogy. Mm-hmm. So I did Candyman and then I did Violet.
And then looked in the mirror.
And then the third one was going to be Summer Tramp. Wimberly and I were going to go. Mary, I saw videos of that. I said, Oh, no. Oh, I'm sorry. That's not for me.
You know what I liked about it?
What?
Outdoor.
Were there water slides?
Yes.
Motherfucker.
Brandon, my assistant came. First thing he did was eat 30 milligrams of marijuana and go on that water slide.
Every single person there was on some kind of drug. I saw a
did you know that every person is doing ketamine? Every person. You don't have to say names.
I have a story. So okay, when I left the theater mm-hmm. on Friday night or Saturday night at Violet Show, I ran into someone who was in a K-hole.
Yes.
And I was like,
I know who it is.
K at the theater. Listen, I'm the last person to judge anybody's drug use, but going to the theater on K is simply undignified. And it's
doing K and G.
Doing K and G at the theater. I mean,
sucking dick and cock and doing K and G.
If anything, you're going to go discreetly to the powder room, have your little golden spoon and do a little bump during intermission to keep you, you know, peppy. But you're certainly not going to broadcast it. And you're not doing a dissociative sedative.
Not a dissociative sedative hypnosis sesh. No. Goon and bait sesh.
No, you're not drooling out at the theater.
During the show.
During the show, Mary. During the show. And in a place where you are going to be recognized in the behavioral clock and such. Yeah.
I want to say this. Mm. Somebody turned next, and I'm Pollyanna.
I thought you were Mariana.
Mariana Wilderstein.
Marianne Williamson.
I'm Maria Sharapova.
Yes, I'm Maria Sharapova.
I'm Anna Kournikova. There's a lot of Ovas.
So, fun tennis fact. I don't believe that Anna Kournikova was ever actually really seated high.
Fine. I think she was rated like 66 or something at one time.
But she was never a star. She kind of got commercial recognition and success. But
she's a hot bitch.
She wasn't that bitch, though.
No. She, right? Of course, could ace me or you or anyone.
No, of course. But I'm just saying, like, for the amount of fame that she got, it was not commensurate to her skill level or domination in the sport, right?
Makes me think of someone I know.
Super very famous, no talent.
Undeserving.
Undiscernible.
Unwilling
lack
to
of
work
skills,
for anything.
Hasn't really done anything, continues not to do anything. Is blonde. It'll come to me later.
Sun damage? I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, as somebody, I forget that people are just out there doing drugs like that.
I forget.
At the theater.
I don't forget that they're doing it at the club. I don't forget that they're doing it at the nightclub bathroom.
I just thought that maybe this is because I'm like queer as folk, but like I thought people were more discreet about it. So when somebody turned to me at the show and goes, Trixie, do you want some K? My instinct, I should have gone, no, thank you. Have fun.
911.
Instead I went, no, are you, no.
That was inappropriate reaction.
Like you said, do you want to take this metal rod and shove it up your pisser?
Yeah.
Like I have a knitting needle. Like, what are you?
I have a knitting needle. You want to put it in your pee hole?
Yeah.
We got 10 minutes till the show starts.
It took me a second to go, oh, that was kind of rude, because now I could tell he felt kind of bad, and I went, but you guys should have fun. Like, woo. But like,
it's inappropriate because, first of all, because the nature of K is very unpredictable. Also, it's the threat of a K-hole is too great in a situation like that. A large public event where you are a prominent figure, it's very weird and stupid. I maybe cocaine, but still not at the theater.
Not at the theater. A drag queen recently that we know, a Drag Race girl, was telling me that she slipped into a K-hole at an event once in the VIP, and it was a long party, and she was asleep. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, people get drunk. People get so drunk.
For hours and no one woke her up.
Yeah.
They couldn't get her up.
Yeah. Well, people, you know, I always remember people black out. They get trashed. They do lots of things on alcohol. And that's totally acceptable because it's a nightclub, you know.
People are falling down drunk.
Are you for real right now?
Not people I know.
Are you not looking around? Are you not looking around using those eyeballs you got in the head and those glasses? You don't see that?
You don't space that shit?
That shit in your mouth? No, people all the time. There was a woman I saw a clip of a girl being taken out of a Lana Del Rey concert at like 2 p.m. This is, it's just funny.
Because, but we don't know it's just alcohol.
Oh, no, it wasn't. She had just fainted from just hysteria. I thought that
from,
was funny.
From,
just,
I feel her dress on
like
tonight.
The four, like, large security guards were carrying this girl, and she was, Lana was on stage, like, singing, like, blue jeans, white. She was funny.
Black shoes, white stockings, shouldn't be allowed in the church.
Wait. Ketamine G shouldn't be allowed at the theater. Do not go to the, this is what you have at the theater. And this is from a fucking lifelong cracky, by the way. If you're going to do crazy drugs, do them at home or with your friends. If you're going to go to the theater, you have a couple glasses of wine. Red wine,
or,
white
or maybe
wine.
You take an edible or have a little weed.
A little bit, oh yeah, smoking weed, whatever. Nobody's gonna get crazy on weed. You have an edible, or you at the most, I could say you
propofol.
You have your traveling physician with you, and
yeah,
he
puts
administers
you to sleep.
Yeah,
get the lethal injection at the gig.
A little nitrous mask, you know, especially
but
COVID
stoned,
times.
Rhinestoned.
Yeah. Oxygen tanks are very concealable in the dark theater.
And people think it's a violet costume.
Boom. That's it. That's it.
At the gig.
But leave that K at home, mama.
Yeah, people are really wilding out.
Leave that K at home.
It was,
also,
you know,
K's, there's a danger of being linked with fentanyl these days, too.
Oh, God.
That's a whole nother scare thing.
I only know about fentanyl from that episode of Intervention.
Mama, fentanyl is.
Fentanyl lollipops. The girl was eating fentanyl lollipops.
I'm reading this book by this psychiatrist, and she mentioned that. Fentanyl lollipops.
For cancer, for terminal cancer
patients.
Well, yes,
of course. But the point being that this incredibly potent drug is available in so many forms. Patches, pills, liquids.
Candy necklaces.
Contact lenses.
Eye drops.
Rhinestones. Bindies. Yeah. Cuff earrings. Mm-hmm. Diva cups.
Mm-hmm.
Suppositories.
Oh, my God.
Did you see Tori Spelling at the cemetery?
Suppository Spelling.
That's
yeah, I did. You yeah, left.
I did.
But she did. She did look exactly like Wendy Williams. She did.
Did she have?
I'll show you a picture.
Did she briefly mention a horrific thing apropos
of
nothing?
I gotta tell you. Can I tell you?
Tell me.
Okay, we went for my birthday to see Scream and Scream 2 at the Hollywood Cemetery for Synespia.
I love Synespia.
It was so fun,
Mary. That play. I can't believe I have not been before.
It was so fun. And my friend Aaliyah, who runs it, got us the most beautiful little tickets. We were right next to Olivia Rodrigo.
Billie Eilish. The blonde hair heard around the world.
Yes.
Saw it. It looked like a wig, faker than Drew Barrymore's
yeah,
wig in Scream.
So Tori Spelling comes to introduce Scream 2 because she's in it for, you know, 60 seconds. But In the first movie, there's this joke where Sydney goes, yeah, if this is a horror movie, with my luck, I get played by Tori Spelling.
Yeah, she's a joke.
And Tori Spelling comes out there and goes, I'm excited to be introducing this movie. She goes, I'm sorry I'm not Neve Campbell. I'm sorry I'm not Jada Pinkett Smith. I'm sorry I'm not Rose McGowan.
You're a legend.
That's what I said. I'm like, who cares? Fuck them.
Mama,
you're
Donna Martin. You better shut the fuck up and be proud of yourself.
Farvista. Yeah. And she comes in and she's and then she goes, I have to tell you guys though, I read the script for this when it came out, as everyone in Hollywood did. We all got a copy, people who could audition, and we were all like dying to audition for this amazing movie.
Really?
Yes. She goes, but I read this part where they make a joke about me. Mm. And she goes, I had two choices, which were to either be like, fuck them, whatever. Or she's like, or
roll with it.
I just go in and read it anyway. And she said she went in and read for it, even though literally the joke is about her being a not desirable actress.
Yeah.
She goes in anyway. And she says, I go in. Wes Craven and everyone's at the table with their head down. They can tell they don't really want to look at me because this joke about me is in the script.
Yeah.
And she's like, I read for it anyway. And she said, I got a call from Wes later saying, I just thank you for being good sport, and I don't know how, but I'm gonna find something for you. And then the next movie, she plays for a second.
Incredible.
And so she's like, that was a good story of me being like, swallow your pride and just go for it. Who cares?
Yeah. Also, to her credit, in the movie adaptation of the play The House of Yes with Parker Posey and some other dude, Tori Spelling is in it. She is fantastic.
Turns the party. She did look like Wendy Williams.
I'm curious about that. Giant boobs, skinny legs. Top heavy?
Long blonde hair. She has very full eyes.
Okay. Did she mention somebody's face getting slashed outside of the gig?
Do you see Wendy Williams? I see Wendy Williams.
Oh,
Wendy Williams.
Yes,
it's kind of hard to say it.
Wendy Williams. Is that's a wig.
It's a unit. It's a human hair unit. I really don't know.
Absolutely a wig. Absolutely a wig.
I wig. I mean,
I love that
the
wig.
The ends are fake.
That's a wig, mama.
You don't think that's growing
out of
my head?
Look at the hairline. Do you have glaucoma? Where does it grow out of the hairline? No, that's a wig.
It's a unit. It's a human unit. That's Wendy.
Yeah, she looks great.
She does. She looks great. I love shit like that.
Yeah, that's cool.
I love stories like that.
She's, you know, from a Hollywood dynasty. Tori Spelling, you know, Aaron Spelling.
Well, that's what she said. She said in the story, like, I'm Aaron Spelling's daughter, so I can't have people think that, like, I can't take a joke and I won't swallow my pride and go audition for shit.
Yeah.
Love
it. Yeah, it's
How do you think I got this gig?
It's all class.
Yes. This was supposed
to
be...
You have to swallow a lot of pride to be in here.
A lot, gallons
and
of pride.
Smell a lot of shit.
Yeah, cum. Chugging cum. Chugging cum.
What did you send me the other day that made my stomach turn? Something about sloppy buttholes.
That doesn't sound like me.
It did. It was.
What?
You sent me a picture that was like a meme or something.
Never sent me the Eye of Sauron.
Because I can't look at it again.
Yeah, you can.
No, I will not. I'll have my friend send it to you.
I'll have my assistant send you that.
No, not my assistant. I would never subject Eden to such
She's
graphic imagery. No. It would scar her.
Well, let's take a break. And we're back.
Do you, let's get back to beauty.
Well, no, what happened after the horror, what else have you done after the horror marathon?
So I don't particularly love Scream. I love the experience, Mary, that experience, I loved it. I loved being in the little smoking area. I loved all the people there. It was magic. Of course, maybe I was there for about an hour and 10 minutes. That's usually my cue. Can't stay too, you know, one place too long. So I leave alone. Walking through the dark cemetery.
Oh God!
Alone. And it
you loved
was
it, didn't you?
So fucking scary. It was so. It was absolutely pitch dark. There were no lights anywhere. Walking through probably a half a mile.
Yeah,
through the cemetery. Long. And I was like, I hope I get killed, please. I was like begging. I was like, this would be. There's no
Getting
perfect time.
Getting stabbed at the Scream. That's
leaving
so fierce.
Scream early. To go catch an Uber and getting stabbed in a cemetery. Mama, I was hopefully right by these tattoo gravestones. There's two of them that said tattoo.
The band Tattoo.
Yeah. It said tattoo, two of them. So that was great. And then what else happened? I forget.
Was the band Tattoo, didn't they turn out to not be lesbians?
Yeah, it was a gimmick.
Were they the OG queerbaiters?
They were queerbaiting. And one of them, it's either Yulia or the other one, turned out to be some like...
Conservative?
Yeah, gross. Just like gross. The canceled. We don't see them.
It's too bad. I really like that record.
They have some great tunes. The 200 Miles in the Wrong Lane's great, but they get some other great tunes too.
And them singing in English. I mean, sorry, shit. I feel totally lost.
Oh,
that accent's so good.
I don't like the English stuff. Not need the gun yet. I like that. Not gonna get us.
Yeah. Yes.
But that one, do you know the one, the Pulchester? The third. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da tracks if you're interested for your set.
Yes, I would.
When you DJ my next birthday party.
Let's give the people what they want.
Yeah, dance remixes of Tattoo's old music.
Yes. You're playing Evita this weekend.
Yes. Oh, I've been rehearsing with a friend of yours from back in Wisconsin.
And Nick Lemmer.
And this is back to my previous point about beauty and pain. He had a back injury. So he's a dancer, professional dancer, right? With a back injury, like a serious one. And which prevented him from doing a lot of work. And we were rehearsing. We rehearsed for probably 2 hours, a pretty, well, for me, very complicated number. For him, very simple. And girl, mama.
What?
Sweetie.
What?
It's hard.
Dancing?
Yes. It's hard.
It is.
It's hard. And we didn't do that much. I mean, I kind of wilded it out a little bit, but, and I had been to the gym that earlier that day, but the wear and tear on the body.
The age.
At 62 years of age, yeah. Right now. It's a lot. And I had talked to, before Violet's show.
You're like Helen Mirren and Cats.
No, I'm like Prince Andrew in the car. In the car.
Prince Andrew and Stomp.
Everything's fine. Yeah, yeah. I was talking to an acrobat he used to be an acrobat before Violet's show. It's just all injuries. And he said that whenever it looks beautiful, you can guarantee that it feels like fucking shit. Wow. Like the ropes, the silks, the pole dancing. Pain. Always. Always pain. Always pain.
Then the real dancers make it look easy. Usually, because I'm doing something, I've danced with Nick before. It's great.
He's so lovely.
He's so beautiful. It's so obscene. Beautiful. It's and obscene.
He's 25 years old and he's so Gen Z and I'm so Gen whatever.
And he's from Appleton, Wisconsin, I think. Like Green Bay or something.
Yeah.
I'm dancing. I'm doing something coming up. Laganja's choreographing it. And I have fabulous. 3 days of rehearsals. And she said, well, do you want me to teach you to the dancers beforehand so that they come in knowing it? And I said,
Mama.
No, I want them to learn it with me because I'm going to feel so horrible if you all know it. Like, whoosh.
I was going to say, you do 2 days with her alone and then you bring the dancers
and
in.
But don't tell them. And then I act like I'm picking up in real time.
Like
go,
in Showgirls.
Come on, guys, pick it up.
The gay shows you the phrase, like literally one time. Okay, get in there. Like, who the fuck does that? Yeah. It's really, dancing's really tough. So I'm going to do a number by myself that's choreographed at Evita. And then we have, for Reverie coming up, we have two dancers. And then I think also we're doing a theatrical performance art kind of prelude.
For what?
My number.
In Reverie?
Yes.
Oh, so you're doing your number and then something at the beginning.
Something at the beginning that's not very funny, but not quite serious. Not necessarily beautiful, but not ugly.
I loved your number at the last Reverie. I love Ding Dong, of course, but the one where the dancers were like
my sax solo,
and then they were dancing like this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. With the sax or the trumpet solo.
Yes,
yeah,
I trumpet loved solo it. Is great.
Yeah, it was fun. We're doing a different thing. It's going to be fun. I like actually doing rehearsing numbers because I always with drag you're just winging it, or at least
I know
with lip syncing, anyways.
I know. I have a particular club appearance coming up, and I'm truly doing like
you're there. You're the fucking guest star.
Oh, yeah. Wait, this comes out after
this
that.
This after that. Yeah, I'm the
secret guest star at Evita.
I imagine it was so funny if it was Ginger. Or literally anybody else.
Well, I have, if people at home don't Hatch's know, but
friend.
I have a contract.
Oh, it's exclusivity thing.
It's an LA radius clause, so I can't perform in LA advertised anywhere.
Oh.
I can't perform in LA advertised anywhere. So every time I'm doing stand-up or DJing or something, I'm a surprise.
It's a surprise. And it's, you know... That's
they still
fun.
Pay me, whatever.
Yeah,
but
yeah, yeah.
I'm doing Evita with you because I love Andres and he's always so nice to me when I go to Evita. So I was like, I want to like try to, you know what I mean? Like if I go and drag, will you continue to be so nice to me when I come to your parties?
Yeah.
You know?
I know because I never go to parties. I'm scared about Evita because I heard it's so crowded and so hot.
It is the closest thing to a sexual assault without sex happening. It is this close, people.
What?
It is this close, people. This close.
Is it like Splash Bar, Panama City, Florida?
Worse. I mean, listen, it's the reason why it's the hottest party in Los Angeles is because everybody's trying to get in. There's lines around the block every time they throw that party.
Now, hi there. Call me crazy. I'm telling you, there is no, if Sharon Stone gave birth to like, I don't know, to Bill Gates, and then imagine the most fantastical thing in the world that you could go see for 5 minutes. I wouldn't wait in line to see it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I wouldn't see like, I would
but
just-
for a lot of people going to a party like Evita, part of why it's fun is because they know they're about to walk in somewhere that is ass to elbows, like cramped. They like that.
Who likes that?
People.
I don't, the only way I can exist in those nightclub spaces is having the distance of being the entertainer. I've never been able to
that's
do.
That's the hidden gem of being a DJ.
Oh, I know. You're literally in a Popemobile.
In a pig pen that no one can reach.
Yeah.
Because VIP, at least you could get a friend to give you a bracelet and come up there. If you're in the DJ booth, no one can come up there. It's fabulous. Death to all of them.
Yeah. I'm scared. I don't want...
Do what I do. When I do Evita, I pretty much hang out outside or whatever until literally it's my number. You go in, do it. Go.
I don't see any other option.
Because when I'm going out of drag, I'll go for hours.
Oh, sure, sure.
But
yeah.
In drag,
Mary,
you gotta go
in and out. If there's a wig on, it's going to like, it's really tough. It's really tough.
I saw Monique Hart there like a week ago and she came in, did her number and left. And I was like, it's too hot. I get it.
It's too darn hot.
And when you have to push by people to get to the stage, it's hard.
No. I mean.
You better get into it, Mom.
I want like a little, I love a little, I love when places like those have little trap doors or little secret passageways, things like that. We had that at a club in Boston. You go through this little, the Underground Railroad, like to get through this little door. You've been there. Candy Bar or
Oh, yes, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you go through literally like this, like you have to crouch, and then boom, you're on stage, but you're not like wading through the crowd. It's
You're not wading through the crowd. You have to wade through the VIP, which so is packed.
That ain't VIP. That's a very immense population. Not,
it's VIP. It's vaguely irrelevant people.
Yeah, like very improbable poo-poo, pee-pee. No.
I know, if I had a party, it would be like, okay, I'm Julie Roberts' makeup artist. I'd be like, well, is she here? I guess you're going to have to go to the back, honey.
Yeah. Also, yeah, I don't think nothing about, like, there's, I'm so salty about that VIP situation at Violet's show. I thought I was going to be on a balcony
seat.
I love
that we come here to complain about the free tickets we get and the gigs we're booked at.
Yeah. They have the nerve to book me and pay my ass at a gig. And then I had to stand at a show for free and cry because it was so beautiful. I hate my life.
I know. But there was a smoking patio.
Oh, yeah, it was great. No, I'm not complaining. Besides, I'm not complaining.
Let's be honest. No matter how nice a VIP is at Evita, you're going to stand outside and smoke until the absolute song starts.
Oh, no. Yeah, I'm the VIP at a nightclub does not interest me whatsoever unless there's opportunity for smoking. Like, very important people are usually often able to break the rules. You know, like you hear about Grace Jones. Like, nobody's going to tell Grace Jones she can't smoke a joint somewhere. That you just do it, but I'm not that diva.
But then people think that they're Grace Jones, and that's where the trickle down happens.
Well, right, but I'm never in danger of that happening, so I'll just be in the alley by myself until the show starts. Thank you very much.
Until literally you hear the first 8 beats of the song.
Yeah, and I'm like Janine Garofalo in Romy. Yeah, literally, like, oh, I think I got another 8 count.
Lady Fair cigarettes.
I get on stage, and my first breath is smoke. Yeah.
You know what I'm going to start doing?
What?
Because I like to go out smoking with you, but I don't smoke. I'm going to get candy cigarettes. And I'm gonna sit out there and smoke
a candy
cigarette.
Get the one that goes
a party blower.
Yeah, the party blower. Like, and just you can do it like you don't have to do it full blast every time, but right before the number you go
incense on a stick,
incense on a cigarette holder. So long,
Nag Champa. Yes. Do you have any Marlboros? No, I have Nag Champa.
You have 3 Nag Champas taped together on the end of a cigarette holder.
Bag Champa. Bye.
Oh, that's it.
Bye. It's 47 minutes.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye, fag.